Hey, what's going on? You're listening to a new episode of the Darius Faru Show. And on today's episode, I'm talking about authority and why it's important, but also how you can create it for yourself as an expert, entrepreneur, or professional, or any type of role that you are currently in. So the reason that I'm talking about this subject right now is because I'm working on this launch of Digital Business School, my course about starting a digital business, either as a side income or full-time. So I asked my readers about their challenges with starting a side business or a full-time business. And a few people basically talked about authority, and one person really framed it nicely and said that my challenge is to be seen as an authority. And I thought that was a really good way to frame it, also a very honest way to frame it. And it reminded me of when I started all of the stuff that I'm currently doing, right? In 2015. And back then, no one knew me, right? So I instantly thought about ways to create authority and credibility, because if you are in this business, right, thought leadership and podcasting, writing articles, et cetera, you need credibility, because otherwise people will never listen to you. If you don't know what you're talking about, or if you're not seen as an authority, you're kind of wasting your time, right? Because your goal is to help people and be effective, because otherwise it's just a hobby. But if you don't have that authority, that will never happen, right? That people actually listen to you. So sometimes I see people writing articles and blogging, etc., without having authority and credibility. Or in fact, I should say I see this all the time. Unfortunately, it's not something that I like seeing, because I feel like, you know, people waste a lot of their energy that way. And I see it from the outside, and I'm like, hey, this is the problem. But obviously, I won't go and tell that to people, because if you're not really open to that kind of advice, you'll probably will not learn or will not pick up on anything. But it's a very common challenge. So if you are currently going through this and thinking about, you know, starting a side business or becoming a consultant or a coach or an author, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, you know, I don't know if people will listen to me, don't think that's a bad thing. It's very good, actually. It's good to be critical of yourself. And I was like that as well. And I'm constantly thinking about these things as well. So before I share a little bit more about how I created authority for myself, I also want to talk to you about why this is important if you are a professional, you know, with a career and you know, you're employed or whatever, or maybe you work at a university, etc. Like basically any type of job that you're in and you kind of want to take the next step in leadership, right? Because if you have a company, the majority of people are obviously executing a certain role. And there are only a few people, relatively, right, who are the managers and the leaders, etc. So we have to understand that we're after a position that is scarce. And it's the same thing as, you know, building a successful business. The odds of succeeding are quite low, right? So that's why you want to be very strategic about this stuff. Now, if you want to apply for a leadership role and if you want to take the next step, if you have something to back it up that shows you're a leader, or that shows you have an entrepreneurial spirit, like a book or a blog or a side project that you started, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, right? Something that demonstrates your leadership, you're basically jumping the queue, because now you're setting yourself apart from all of the other people who do not have that. Right? So I think it's critical for every person's career. If you're serious about growing your career, taking the next step, earning more, having a bigger impact, right, on other people, you really need to have authority. And the best way to do that is obviously to creating something of value. And I'll talk to you about that a little bit more. But let's go back to 2015, when I started, right? So basically, I had nothing, no book, no articles, no blog, nothing, right? Just start from scratch. And obviously, that's where everyone starts. So when I hear people saying, well, I don't know how to start, it's such a, you know, so difficult, and I don't know what to do, and this and that, I'm like, why are you even saying that? It's useless to say that, because you're wasting your energy. Just start. Just instead of worrying about, oh, I don't know where, so just read books or read articles, take a course, whatever, you know. Anything is better than just saying how hard something is. In fact, I never say how hard something is, you know. It's just I'd rather spend that energy on actually learning something, right? So that's in terms of the mindset that you want to have when it comes to authority. So let me talk to you about a few tips, right, that you could apply if you're starting from scratch and you want to create some authority. Step number one, pick your field. So you really need to be focused, especially in the beginning when you're starting out. You really need to pick an area that you want to excel at, and also something that you are good at, obviously, because all of the stuff that we're talking about only works if you have expertise and you know what you're talking about and you have some experience. Now, obviously, you don't have to have 20 or 30 years of experience. When I started, you know, in 2015, I had like four and a half, five years experience as an entrepreneur, and I, you know, had my degree, but that was about it. You know, someone with a PhD or whatever, you know. So you need some experience, but because, like, if you're just out of college, honestly, I wouldn't really pursue this until like 2, 3, maybe 4 years after, because you'll make a bigger impact in a few years, right? So maybe take a job or start a business or whatever, like have some results to back it up, and then actually pursue this whole authority and expert stuff. But either way, right? So you want to pick a field that you're good at, something that you enjoy as well, and focus on that field specifically, and realize that you can be an expert in that field, because a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I can. And I always say, why not, right? So you need to believe in yourself as well, that you can do it. And obviously, you have more chance of doing something if you pick something you're good at and that is a fit with your strengths. Now, the step two is the most practical thing you can do, is to publish either a book or maybe an app or something that is of value in your field, right? If you are a programmer, obviously, you want to create something. You know, if you want to be a thought leader, or write a book, or you want to be a leader, a manager, etc., I would also write a book. But something that is of value to other people. So you could say, I'm the author of so-and-so, or you could say, I'm the creator of, you know, XYZ app or business or movement or whatever it is. Because you need to somehow publish your most important ideas, so other people can see what you are about, right? Because it's a shortcut. Authority and credibility is nothing but a shortcut. So when we see someone who demonstrates a book or an app or, you know, something they created, and they show some testimonials or whatever, and, you know, they show where they've been published, etc., it's a shortcut for us to say, hey, this person is trusted by others. So when they are trusted by others, it means that I can trust them. Right, so it's basically a shortcut. Now, basically related to what I just talked about, step number three, you also want to help people through your work, right? Especially if you're in the thought leadership business, or, you know, if you create an app, you want to show that your users or your readers actually value the stuff that you created. So this is something that is often overlooked. You want to collect testimonials, honest testimonials, right, from people that you've helped, and you want to demonstrate or, you know, show them on your website or on your book, you know, on in the book description or whatever it is. But you need to have them visible so other people can see that, right, that others trust you. So that's really important. And then step four is to get your logos. And if you're following my work, you know, I'm the last person who cares about approval, you know? But when it comes to logos, because it's a very sleazy sales tactic, right? A lot of people use it. They just demonstrate all the logos of their clients, you know, like consultants and businesses and authors. They show the logos of the places they've published in. And I prefer just to, you know, obviously you need it because some people look at that stuff. So I publish it on my website, but I never put it in my bio or, you know, because I don't want to, like, it's not the thing that actually defines you. You know, the stuff that defines you is, you know, the work that you've published or the stuff that you've created, right? So you're an author of so-and-so or you're a creator of that. But you are not defined by, oh, I was published in Fast Company. Like, if you want to have that define you, I think you're on the wrong path, right? Because that's just basically screaming for approval. I don't think that's a very smart thing to do. But at the same time, you need that type of authority as well, right? So in the beginning, when you start out, especially in the thought leadership space, yeah, sure, just try to get published, you know, pitch some articles or ideas to certain media outlets. And when they publish you, you know, put their logos on your website, on your homepage, whatever, right? And just have them there. And that's it. You know, I don't publish for those publications anymore. But it was something that I did in the beginning because other new readers, right, need to get over the hump of trusting you. So they come to your website and they don't see anything, right? Assume that you have just a website with a lot of good ideas and no testimonials, no logos, nothing. A group of readers who come to your website, they'll be like, yeah, who is this guy, right? Who is this person? They don't like have logos or whatever because everyone else is doing it. So unfortunately, we can't break all of the rules and say, hey, yeah, screw that, man. I don't care, right? Like, again, that's a little bit too much. So we need to be mindful of, you know, the principles of persuasion and the way that readers look at our website. And one thing we need to do as well is never go too far, right? If you take all of this stuff too far, then you just become someone who is just always looking for approval. And that's, to me, that's not authority. Authority is, hey, you're the expert, right? That's authority, right? But you need to be an expert to earn authority, right? You need to be a leader. You need to be someone who knows what they're talking about. Otherwise, it's just not genuine. And eventually, if you want to stay in this business, you also want to be genuine and real and transparent about the stuff that you do, right? So that's one thing to keep in mind as well. So a lot of stuff, as you can hear, to keep in mind. it's always complex, you know, like building a career online or not even online, right? Just building your career in general. So a bunch of my friends just, you know, have jobs and are now looking for opportunities to, you know, progress. And they don't want to keep climbing the corporate ladder because I also don't think it's a good use of energy. You know, if you're just trying to go the traditional route, basically, okay, you'll stay in a position for, I don't know, 3 to 5 years and then try to promote and then like climb one step at a time. I think that'll take a very long time to earn more and, you know, to be in a leadership position. So what you could do is you could make a few bigger steps. And the way that you can do that is by doing extracurricular stuff. So that's the thing, right? A lot of people forget this. When we were in high school, a lot of us did some stuff out of high school, right? When you go to college or whatever, you're like, oh, yeah, look at my resume. Or if you want to have some side jobs, you know, etc. You're basically building your resume. But once we are in a certain job, we forget, right? We just focus on the job. And I think that's a very risky strategy. If you just have one job and that's it, I personally never liked that. And I just think it's too risky. What if you lose the job? And then what, right? If you don't have a side project or side business or a book or maybe a small audience or whatever, right? You can always rely on that stuff to use it whenever it's necessary, right? But also, it's a good way to use your time. You know, what's better than just watching TV all night long? Well, creating something that is of value. All right. So I hope you found this useful. Check out my article with the tips that I just shared a little bit more in depth. I'll share a link with you in the description. Also, check out Digital Business School. It will open for registration on March 29. If you're serious about starting a digital business, either as a side income, you know, as a side project, or as a full-time business, this course will be for you. It's second cohort now. The first one started 6 months ago, and I'm already seeing some success stories, and I'm sharing some of those stories as well on the registration page. So keep an eye on that as well if you're interested in learning more about, you know, what type of people are actually registered for this course and whether it's a good fit for you. And like always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And also, like always, until the next episode, my friend, take care.